What shall we render unto the Lord for all his benefits towards us? We will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. We will pay our vows to the Lord now in the presence of all God's people. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Let us pray. Almighty God, our everlasting Father, as you have brought us to this house of prayer, so now your people bring to you our worship. Here in this place, tell us again of your great love, and help us each one to feel again your Spirit's nearness, that we may sound your praise and glory again in the gospel of your Son, our Saviour Christ, who came to us in such great humility. Lord Jesus Christ, by your humble birth, teach us to be humble. By your life of love, help us, each one, to learn again love's meaning. By your bitter pains upon the cross of Calvary, bring us to feel again for all who are in pain. And by your resurrection and endless life, help us to be sure again that you are able to lift from us every burden of anxious care. Lord, that your peace may possess us, that your mercy may forgive us, that your Spirit may fill us and our minds be fixed upon you alone in this hour together, that we may receive from your hand all that we rightly ask and give to you in our worship all that your love deserves. Here may your name be exalted and the world around us remembered. Here may each one of us remember your coming to our world and receiving you in this blessed sacrament, feel again your closeness to our life. For your name's sake we ask our prayer, and in the words that you taught us we further pray together as one people, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.